hopefully that three-week period will allow us to get around a table and resolve this issue. Because the key issue here is around governance and safeguarding. It's not about pay or anything for our members. So as you well know, and as your listeners will well know, our members in our Green Accord are caring for some of the most vulnerable service users in the health service. And what they need is appropriate clinical leadership and decision-making structures in place at all times, which unfortunately is not the case within the service at the minute. And I suppose the kernel of the dispute is really because management previously gave a written commitment to our members 2 years ago, setting out that there would be a robust out-of-hours governance arrangement in place, and that were previously in place would be restored. And based on those assurances, our members and also the members of the PNA, the Psychiatric Nurses Association, cooperated fully with service reconfiguration and supported the transition of residents into new community houses. But despite that support, the HSE are now reneging on their previous commitment to put in additional out-of-hours governance structures. So unfortunately, our members feel like they have been left with no other option than to ballot for industrial action, which they have, of course, voted in favour, along with their colleagues in the PNA.